Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Good news is that inflation, according to the latest data, is now below the target for the central bank of 2%. The bad news is, of course, that the higher prices are here to stay, and we have to get used to forking out more for our weekly shop. For example, shoppers in Ireland spent 9.3 million euro more on Easter eggs this year than last year, according to the latest data from Kantar. The sales of hot cross buns increased 28% year on year, with shoppers spending 1.1 million on these traditional Easter treats. Eimear Healy is the business development manager at Kantar and is on the line. Good morning, Eimear.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad, Eimear. Is the soaring amount that we spent on Easter eggs down to the soaring cost of cocoa on the wholesale markets, or is it because there was an earlier Easter than usual?
Yeah, there would be both factors. Like, we are seeing average prices rise across grocery. Although they are coming down, they still are on the upward. And we know that Easter has kind of hit the shelves a little bit earlier, it feels like, and I suppose it feels like that every year. So probably no surprise that Irish consumers have really been stocking up on those kind of classic seasonal treats. And we've also seen that there was a lot of promotional activity, and especially within Easter eggs, with nearly 50% of all sales actually going through a promotion in terms of Easter eggs. So
I don't know how many Easter eggs you bought in your family, Eimear, but this was, strangely enough, the first Easter in a long time that we neglected or forgot to buy Easter eggs. So I don't know whether they are way more expensive, which is, you know, is what we've heard, because cocoa prices have gone nuts over the past 3 months.
Yes, and we have seen that on average, Easter eggs, in terms of average price, have grown year on year. So yeah, there definitely has been that increase in price. So roughly around the 5% more versus this time last year.
Now, the overall take-home grocery sales, they rose 4.5% in the 4 weeks to the 17th of March. Is that compared to the same 4 weeks last year?
Yes. So versus March of 2023. Yeah. So we saw 1.1 billion running through the tills over the month of March. And if we look at that versus last year, that's an additional nearly 50 million spent on take home grocery. But I suppose what the real driver behind this is really that increase in the average price per pack. So that was up nearly 4%, while volumes per trip are declining at roughly 1%. So shoppers, when they're actually in store, they're picking up less volume, but they're actually paying that higher average price per pack.
And is that just down to pure inflation, or is there a little bit of shrinkflation going on there, or is that a company's taking higher profits?
Yeah, so we've seen that although the kind of value sales are up, that it's really grocery price inflation that is really driving this. So grocery price inflation over the latest 12 weeks now to March rose at 3.7%. But although it's still quite high, it's actually down significantly versus March of 2023, when the level stood at 16%.
Wow, so, 16%.
Yeah, so we're falling into our 11th month now in a row where there's actually been a drop in inflation, which I'm sure will be very welcome news for a lot of Irish consumers.
Yes, but of course, the inflation rate may be falling, but prices are still rising, just so we can clarify that. So people will still see that, you know, the final bill for their weekly shop getting inching higher and higher, adding in the fact, of course, now that they're paying for plastic bottles to kind of recycle, and tins as well. Now, premium own label ranges, they continue to perform very well.
They do. And we actually saw that over the course of 2023. And I suppose a lot of shoppers are trying to look for ways to manage budgets. Like we've kind of said, there's been a lot of increases across the board, and we've seen shoppers move into more private label ranges, but also within those ranges, those kind of premium own labels. So I suppose it still gives shoppers a chance to kind of indulge. And what we've seen is that shoppers actually spent year on year an additional 170 million on premium own label ranges. So this is up around 12% versus last year.
And online sales up 16.7% year on year.
Yeah, so we've seen shoppers spending actually an additional 26 million online year on year. And really what's driven this, Joe, is new shoppers. So shoppers arriving, buying their groceries online. And then naturally, when they're kind of online, they're picking up larger trips. So
is this for people who order their big shop online and get it delivered? Or is that online sales of everything, including kind of non-grocery items?
So we would just look at the grocery items. So any type of take-home grocery would be captured in that online figure.
Yeah. Any quirky products that are in vogue in our grocery shop that you've noticed? Apart from Easter eggs, obviously.
Yeah. This month, it was very much around seasonal. So a lot of confectionery purchased this month. And then, as you mentioned at the start, the hot cross buns. So yeah, it was very much an Easter shop, it seemed like, running through the tills this month.
Yeah. So you guys obviously look at the whole year. What kind of stuff will we be buying post-Easter or April and May?
Yeah, so what we'd see in, so our next read will kind of get us up to the 14th of April. So we'll see the full Easter read. And what we'd imagine to see, Joe, would be the likes of your traditional kind of Easter dinner, your meats, your vegetables. And then as we kind of come into the summer, we will see the change in the categories. And like you kind of mentioned, we will be tracking how, you know, anything with like cans and bottles with the deposit return scheme and everything will be impacting the grocery landscape.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see that when we speak to you in a few months' time, whether that has changed people's shopping habits. Eimear, thank you very much for joining us. That is Eimear Healy, the Business Development Director at Kantar.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.